This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two, and of course you can call in with your thoughts on pretty much anything. We've been talking tonight, started off talking about the Oregon standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Reserve, where the remaining occupiers there's about five of them, they're saying that they will leave on one condition, and that condition is they want assurances that they will not be arrested when they try to leave. We also had a couple of callers call in to talk about how justice would work absent a coercive government like we have now. And, of course, your calls, welcome again, 855-450-FREE, or you can do like a couple of callers have done so far tonight and call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. And we go back to Skype. We've got Brian calling in. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind? Hello, Brian. All right, I think the sound card may have gone. We'll try fixing that here momentarily. And until I get a chance to do that, we will go to Ralph in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Let me guess, Obama, white liberal, guilty.
Right on the mark, you know. On the mark. With me. And you know that.
You have a horrible phone connection there, Ralph.
Are you on a cell phone?
Okay, yes. Let me go outside behind me.
That's better
okay.
Now.
Yes. Go outside and hopefully the phone connection is better.
Okay. It doesn't take long for me to talk. I'm outside now.
Okay.
It doesn't take long for me to look at the news and lo and behold, you got the issue of race regarding this, poopa about Michael Jackson and a white actor being cast in a Michael Jackson role. Matter of fact, the Daily News, Daily Newspaper out of New York, the banner headline here says, PWT, pretty white thing, okay? That, then the boycott about, the boycott in Hollywood over the lack of black representation in Tinseltown, okay? You also got that situation in Flint, Michigan. This is because clear to me that this is about the issue of race. At least I'm not the one who is calling it, for what it is. Hillary Clinton has called it about the issue of race. Michael Moore called it about the issue of race. Matter of fact, you guys can check out the Time magazine regarding this, Poison in an American City. Now, I would join everyone who calls for, the governor of Michigan, that's Rick Snyder, I believe is his name?
Yes.
Okay? To resign, okay? He definitely needs to resign. And I would like for Chris Christie on the campaign trail to raise that issue about what's going on there in Flint, Michigan. But that being said,
why only Chris Christie? Why should all of the other candidates not?
Because he is a white guilty. That's why. Because the man is a white guilty.
All of the Republicans that are running aside from Ben Carson are white, so why are you only picking on Chris Christie?
You see? you see, yes, I always knew. I always knew that there is some kind of racism, you know, with you.
You're the one that loves yourself.
So bad. Look at that. You gotta be ashamed of yourself. I'm not gonna, come on.
Ralph, you're the one that brought up race, and I'm just mentioning that all of the Republicans, aside from Ben Carson, happen to have a skin tone that looks like mine, but you're mentioning only one of them.
He's not from Michigan. He's from Baltimore, okay?
None of them are from Michigan. The one that's closest to Michigan is John Kasich.
Yeah. Chris Christie's not from Michigan. Donald Trump is not from Michigan. You can just keep going.
Because he cares about it. This is a man who goes around the country and talk about how he cares deeply about issues pertaining to blacks. And, he always have the black foremost in his priority. Now, with that being also said, the bigger question or issue here is, does black lives matter to Obama? Okay. What exactly is Obama doing with regard to that situation in Flint, Michigan, other than releasing $5 million, which is nothing, not a whole lot of money to ameliorate the situation there, okay? Or running his mouth, talking platitudes. That's basically what Obama is doing here.
But well, my problem with the whole Flint... I'm sorry, my problem with the whole Flint, Michigan thing is here we have a problem that was basically created by government.
Yes,
and
at all levels.
The solution, at all levels, this isn't Obama.
It wasn't just the state government, it wasn't just the county government, and it wasn't just the city government.
Or the national
government.
You all agree with me, however, it more than takes an apology from Governor Snyder here. He needs to really...
I think every elected official needs to step down.
That we would be, going after and telling you. Remember now, Chris Christie is the Republican governor's associate, or something like that. He's the head of that. That's the reason why I'm spinning the whole thing on Chris Christie. He's the head of the Republican governors. At this point in time, as far as we know, he's the head of the Republican governors. Okay, that's the reason why aside from the fact that Chris Christie is also somewhat like a white guilty kind of individual, like all three of you.
What am I guilty of?
Look at the man in the mirror is all I'm going to say. Look at the man in the mirror. Please, I've never spoken with you on the air. Look at this. Ever call, I'm being portrayed as a racist, right?
You're the one that keeps bringing up ethnicity.
But this is, racism is not a two-way deal, The blacks, they are always victimized. They always portray them as they can never be,
I'm not victimizing anybody, Ralph, and I don't like that you're accusing me of doing that or being guilty because somebody else victimized somebody.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that Joseph Fiennes has been victimized by this call because he, great in Shakespeare in Love. But now we're picking on him because he's being, he got chosen playing Michael Jackson. I want to get to the tough issues of the day.
Ralph has victimized everyone that listens to this show with his call, claiming that we're all somehow guilty of something. And I still, half of the time, I can't really understand what exactly it is that he's talking about. Other than Obama, white liberal guilt, and then he'll throw in something that, is kind of a coherent thought.
Yeah, kind of.
I think if Ralph paid attention to, Stacey Dash, his head would explode.
What is Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash is an actress who was famous. One of her most famous movies was she was in Clueless a long time ago. She's now a news anchor for Fox. And specifically, she's black and says that, for example, Black History Month shouldn't exist. and, you know, makes some very, very interesting arguments about race that a lot of other people in the black community are not making. And I think it would make Ralph's head explode to hear some of the things she has to say on race.
Possibly. So, Ralph, if you're still listening, look up Stacey Dash and read some of her thoughts on things and call us back sometime later. And if you're listening, you can call us now, 855-450-FREE, or on Skype using LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. And tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And we'll get back to your calls in just a moment. But first,
it sounded for a minute there that you were suggesting that we were on their mind.
We might be. We might be. You never know.
We got fans.
We do have fans. And do you know what those fans like to do? They like to buy things. Not necessarily for us, but, you know, people buy things for themselves. And sometimes they might actually buy a fan. You know, something, an oscillating fan, a ceiling fan. And you can buy those from places like Amazon. You can buy almost anything from Amazon. And when you shop at Amazon, if you just start by going to shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of what you spend. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Amazon just, you know, they like people that send them customers. And, well, we're hoping that we are people that send them customers. And we're hoping that you are the customer and that you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
If I had the money, I'd get one of them Dyson fans, the air movers. Those things are insane.
The thing without the bladeless.
Yeah, that's the bladeless fan that just, it feels like you're sitting outside in a breeze. It's amazing feeling. And they make one that's a heater, too. That's
one thing that's wonderful about the bladeless. Fans is you can like stick your hand through the little hole and you don't have to worry about a blade hitting you,
yeah.
Which winds up not increasing your insurance rates. And we've got Brian calling in on Skype who wants to talk about insurance and says that it's a false solution in a free market. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, am I coming in through?
Yes. Yep. Yes, you are.
Okay, great. Yeah. I just wanted to respond to that, the other caller, and in general to a lot of libertarians who've adopted this, I guess you can call it a meme.
Before you continue, just to catch people up that might not have heard the previous caller, there was a question asked about how would justice work in a truly free society. And we had a caller call in to say that, well, one solution would be that people would have insurance and insurance would wind up covering people and protecting people. And that's certainly, you know, how some people envision a free society would work. And other people envision a free society as working differently. And Brian, you are one of those that envision it working differently.
Yes, in particular because, it's not the panacea that libertarians think it is.
Some libertarians.
Some libertarian. It's not everybody that claims to be a libertarian that wants to replace, you know, the government that we have now with what I would call a government by insurance company or government by contract.
Of course, but you can almost say it's like one of the top two or three, hypothetical solutions that libertarians always propose among DROs and stuff. I think those two are probably the top two, right?
I don't know. It's something that I've only heard people talk about it in like the last year and a half. But apparently some people think that it's, you know, like the most popular libertarian concept, but it's not something that I subscribe to.
So, okay. Please continue with your thought, though.
Yeah, insurance does not work. I mean, okay, so insurance is supposed to be a risk pooling method, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't work when the party purchasing the insurance has any control over the outcome of the risk he's protecting against, right? So it's called moral hazard or risk compensation or the Peltzman effect.
Sure.
Well, yeah, so it's essentially like it's a safety net effect. If you know you have some safety net, you're going to act more recklessly. Not only that, you know, there's problems of adverse selection and stuff.
Right, and that's one of the things that you see a lot with health insurance now, to where health insurance covers absolutely everything. If car insurance worked the same way, then no one would ever have to pull out a credit card or cash
to fill up their gas tank. No one would ever have to pay out of pocket for an oil change because, well, my insurance covers it.
Well, you could buy an insurance policy, I'm sure, that would cover all those things. But I think the pragmatic question I have for you is, let's take car insurance because it's a good example. Because I am insured against crashing my car, I don't know how much more reckless that causes me to drive. You know what I mean? It may a little bit, but probably not a lot, and probably not so much to make me risk my life and limb in doing so. So I guess where I'm kind of going with this is, would people not also practice the same thing in some form of insurance against criminal activity or things like that? And believe
well,
me,
most
I'm not
people
just
right now have homeowners insurance, but they still lock their doors.
Sure. But I'm trying to get back to the caller, and I'm just saying, I agree absolutely, and I understand what you're talking about with moral hazard, but is that not something that can be discovered through actuarial research and actuarial tables, that you can't count in this sort of fudge factor for how people may alter their behavior?
Sure. If you're an actuary, you can account for this stuff. But essentially what you're doing is it's like adding friction to a system when it doesn't need to be there, right?
Right.
So you're introducing a change of behavior that you're essentially going to charge him for again. And it's going to be like a warring game. Also, the people most likely to buy insurance will probably have some asymmetric information, right? They'll know something about themselves that they won't disclose to the insurer. Then it's like a never ending game of trying to to compensate for
sure
for people not to, and it's like a big waste.
Do you see insurance as having a role anywhere?
So insurance applies in rare events, number one, and number two, only when the person taking out the insurance policy has no control over the outcome, right? So when you're talking about defending against crime, right, you have direct, the person has direct control over the outcome. And this
certainly, someone could never leave their house. Someone could never go to the grocery store and leave their house unoccupied. They could never fall asleep.
This is under your direct control, so this is the problem here.
But
he has to have absolutely no control over the outcome of what he's insuring against.
But let me say this. How about if we start Chris's insurance company and I decide that I want to insure people against crime? Can't I personally account for these variations that may come due to human action, and can I hire great actuarial experts to try to figure this stuff out? Why would that not work? Or why should I not be able to risk my own money to do that?
And Brian, don't answer yet, because there's not time for an answer to that question. So, think on it, and we'll get your answer to that in just a moment. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think? Is insurance only protecting people that want to burn their own house down? Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and, yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources, along with Skype and videos, to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can do like a couple of people have done earlier tonight and call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And we'll go back to Brian calling in on Skype just to sort of recap. There was a call earlier in the show where the guy asked the question of how would justice work in a truly free society absent government? And then there was another caller that called in to say that he thinks that justice would work because everybody would have insurance and insurance companies would provide protective services and basically ensure that they didn't have to pay out claims. Brian is saying that, well, no, in point of fact, the only people that buy insurance are people that effectively are going to try to game the system, that people only buy renter's insurance if they know that somebody is going to break into their apartment and steal things, or if they know that their apartment's going to catch fire, or that people only buy car insurance because they know that they're going to wind up getting into some kind of a car accident and they don't want to have to pay to repair the car. Brian, am I? Well, would you say that I'm fairly summarizing your thoughts here, or
yes,
am I way off?
No, that's fair.
So, also, are you a socialist, just out of curiosity, or a collectivist? No,
no, I'm the same caller who called in yesterday about because I was against rights.
Okay.
I'm a free market anarchist. But
okay. So
I'm not,
if you're
not an Austrian.
Free market anarchist, so in any transaction, wouldn't you say that both parties are trying to get the upper hand?
Of course.
So how is it any different for insurance?
Because it transfers risk artificially. Like you're transferring the interest in it.
Why?
There's no
you're
need
trying
for
to buy a product that where you're trying to be, you know, gain compensation if something happens, and then the insurer understands their end of the transaction, and both of you are trading because
okay,
you think you're both going to be better off for it.
So here's the problem, right? So the insurer is trying to take advantage of the law of large numbers, right? The averages. The problem is when you can choose to buy insurance or not, right?
Right.
It becomes a game of adverse selection. So with car
isn't that what all financial transactions between two parties are?
Wait, in order for it to make it work, right, you need to make everyone buy insurance. That's why they do this for car insurance. So so you take away the game of adverse selection by forcing everybody to buy it.
Right? Well, how about New Hampshire, where we don't have car insurance, we don't have a mandate to purchase car insurance?
Let me put it in another analogy, right? Do you ever buy insurance when you play blackjack?
I don't think that would be a... Oh, I know what you're saying.
Well,
yeah, I do sometimes.
Do smart people buy insurance for blackjack?
If you're splitting...
you're never supposed to buy insurance.
Sometimes it makes sense. That's not true at all.
So I get that in blackjack because this is a game of odds, but when you look at the fact that the insurance industry can be traced back literally to like 1750 BC in the Code of Hammurabi, which dealt with insuring sailing vessels. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that the market, if you are a free market anarchist, has probably spoken and said that there are some uses for insurance, seeing how it's got close to, over 3,000 years of existing in the marketplace. How would you counter that?
A lot of it's forced, right? I mean, well,
no,
it's yeah, no. As an actuary,
people are not forced to have renter's insurance. Most people are not forced to have fire insurance against their house. And you know, you were saying earlier that you know people, it only makes sense to buy insurance if you do not completely control or if you do completely control the situation. And I made the point of, you know, a homeowner could decide that they are never going to fall asleep, they're never going to leave to go to the grocery store, and they're going to make sure that they're always sitting right in front of their door to protect their house.
No,
and I don't think anybody in their right mind would do that.
Here's the rational alternative, right? Instead of paying the premiums, you put that toward defense. So you take on the burden directly, but you're paying someone directly for defense instead of the risk transfer, right?
Okay, and then what happens when your savings wind up getting stolen when you happen to have wound up needing to go to the grocery store?
What's hypothetical? You get your savings when you go to the grocery store.
You're saying that instead of buying insurance, you should save your money for stolen. And so I'm saying what happens if your stuff winds up getting stolen while you happen to go? Because you do understand, Brian. That people have to buy groceries, right?
Do you understand transferring risk doesn't get rid of risk, right?
Of course
I
not.
Never said it did.
Right. We understand that part.
So
I never said it did.
Here.
So you're putting a burden of claim on me that I never made.
No, but you're assuming that taking out insurance somehow makes getting stolen from okay. Like no one's going to get hurt.
No.
I never said that it's okay to steal from people.
Someone's going to lose assets in a theft.
Yeah. And if I have an unsafe house, if I don't protect my house, let's say cameras and burglar alarms, I don't lock my doors and my house keeps getting robbed, then my insurance premium is going to go up, so I'm going to lose
Chris,
there.
Even if you do lock your doors, people can still break
absolutely.
In through the window. People can still break in no matter what happens. Brian, thank you for the call.
The irony there is he's like, yeah, smart people don't ever bet insurance. No, smart people are the people who can count cards, who know when to take insurance because they know when it's a good bet.
That's a good point.
Right.
When
it comes to homeowners insurance, people realize that know, sometimes you have to leave your house and you can't set up a, you know, mobile gun turret on top of your house to shoot anybody that walks onto the property.
Well, and where he was coming from, he was saying, you know, insurance only works when it's mandatory. I said, that's when it works the least.
Right. I mean, that's when you can see that best with health insurance and car insurance.
Right.
And, you know, the other thing about insurance, too, I should say, you know, the blackjack argument, too, is you don't even need to be a genius enough to count cards. You just need to be good enough at reading faces and know, like, oh, does this dealer seem to have blackjack?
Yeah.
Oh, I should take out insurance. You know, there are some dealers out there who will actually, like, hint at you. You know, there are really,
do
like...
Do you want to take insurance?
Right.
Are you sure?
Exactly.
Are you sure you don't want to take insurance?
It's crazy that they do this, too, because you'd think that they would lose their jobs, but...
No, I've had that guy before.
Right. You know, because they're trying to get you to bed before. You know, they're trying to be nice to you so you don't lose.
They're trying to keep you at the table.
Right. They're trying to keep you at the table to make more money.
Right.
And let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Hopefully Tom doesn't have postpartum depression, but Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
There's this study, a news story that's been picked up by a lot of news media about a push to have a screening for postpartum depression. Make it every new mother should be screened for postpartum depression, which sounds like a beautiful idea to morons who don't understand how the system works. First of all, it's backed by a bureaucracy with a scary name, U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Okay?
Anything with task force in the name is probably not a good idea.
Also, Preventive Services sounds really scary.
Say something like that. Okay. It's the opposite.
The men in the white suits with big guns. Okay, this is what I read out of that. And I was thinking, of course, they see the screening, kind of like when I was arrested one time, and they do this routine thing called a suicide screening, and the first question is, are you sad? And I thought, I didn't know what this was about, but I declined any of the questions, and that was that. And I was out shortly thereafter. But what's going on here is a lot worse than people being worried about being committed and being locked up and drugged and subjected to electric shock therapy and maybe even committed.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold the thought. We want to learn more about the mandatory postpartum depression screening task force thing here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Tom in New Hampshire on the line calling out about a proposal that this is the first I've actually heard of it. Something called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force came out with a recommendation that all new mothers be screened for postpartum depression. Tom, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
By the way, I just want to mention that I don't find anything in the Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution to cover Congress shall have power to require screening for postpartum depression.
I don't see anything in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution that allows the Congress to do about 70% of what the Congress does.
Oh, good or not.
But that's neither here nor there.
Hey, guys, guess what year the U.S. Preventative Service Task Force was created?
When?
2009.
Incorrect.
Anyway.
1984.
Oh, really? Hey.
How's that appropriate?
Yeah, Reagan year.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially since they're working on the George Orwell thought crime police principle of locking people up on the mere suspicion of what they call, the bureaucrats actually label it, suicidal ideation. Okay, that's right. The official name for that George Orwell thought crime. But I had thought, gee, they're going to be worried about being locked up and being drugged and subjected to electric shock and maybe being committed and all that other stuff. But what the more mothers are worried about is that the state is going to snatch their baby away if they don't score very well on the test. So,
right.
Of course, you know, all of this stuff is useless. And they look at a few of the horror stories and, of course, the success stories. You ask the hostages, do you want to get committed or do you feel better now? And they say they feel better, so we can tally up all these success stories. But the horror stories where, you know, involuntary hospitalization might have saved them, but what does it say on the New Hampshire license plates? Live free or die. You can't win them all. They have to be able to face rejection, that they have qualified themselves as the enemy the minute that they start bringing in gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests, and the hostages reject the excuse that it's for their own good. And a lot of these people never had anyone that actually cared about them except people who want to punish them and control them. All their life, it's like, brush your teeth, do your homework, don't drink that, don't smoke that. And they don't actually care about the person. They just want to feel superior to that person. And there's a whole lot of that going on. And what they have to do is eliminate the threat of being locked up. It's just the same. Why don't these people go to a facility and get the help that they want? It's kind of like asking why they don't go into your house and get your TV when they want it. They might get locked up. They never know ahead of time what's going to happen if they do that.
Can you summarize? I mean, is there any teeth to this? And I did Google it, and I did check out kind of what the recommendation is, but is this yet another one of those things that government comes up with and says, here's a great idea, we should do this, and it doesn't go anywhere? Is there more to this story that that it's got sponsors in Congress or something like that?
There was one, I can't remember her name, congresswoman who was in favor of this. I called up her congressional office. She's from Massachusetts. I asked the aide to send me some more information, because it's like, oh yeah, it sounds like a great idea, but what happens when they refuse the screening? What happens next? And you've got to answer that question. And I tell you, if they give you a patient's bill of rights thing beforehand, that's a real good way also to open up the patient. If you wish to give up your right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used as evidence against you at your commitment hearing in a court of law. So they got to eliminate any loss of freedom. The comment sections that I read in some of these news stories, one of them brought up they're scared that they're going to lose their baby, but their professional licenses and everything else.
They
had don't forget October 3rd, 2013, when the U.S. Capitol Police and the U.S. Secret Service brutally murdered that woman from Connecticut who had made that wrong turn near the White House.
Then,
but she's some crazy nutcase. She suffered postpartum depression. Get real. And none of those goons are facing any criminal charges for that.
Because they're government workers and they get to claim all kinds of immunities. Tom, thanks for the call. And I did find some information here from CNN where it says the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, along with the American Academy of Pediatrics, also recommends screening women during the perinatal period. So it sounds as though it might be something that winds up getting implemented and adopted not through legislation, but just through, you know, like some sort of regulation of the doctors' associations.
I'd like to read the description of the USPSTF from their website, because it's kind of scary. Created in 1984, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is an independent volunteer panel of national experts in prevention and evidence-based medicine. The task force works to improve the health of all Americans by making evidence-based recommendations about clinical preventive services such as screenings, counseling services, and preventative medications. All recommendations are published on the task force's website and or in a peer-reviewed journal. Task force members come from the fields of preventative medicine and primary care, including internal medicine, family medicine, pediatrics, behavioral health, obstetrics, and gynecology and nursing. Their recommendations are based on a rigorous review of existing peer-reviewed evidence and are intended to help primary care clinicians and patients decide together whether a preventative service is right for the patient's needs.
Basically, we're doing an internal investigation and determining what it is that we should be asking our patients and then telling the patients, this is what we have determined is best for you.
Yeah. Let me break it down a little bit more. If we wish to continue funding the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, this means that we have to constantly pump out the most ridiculous or at least scary-sounding studies Or they're going to cut off our money.
They break it down further. So they say the task force assigns each recommendation a letter grade, an A, B, C, or D grade, or an I statement, based on the strength of evidence and the balance of the benefits and harms of a preventative service. The recommendations apply only to people who have no signs or symptoms of the specific disease or condition under evaluation.
But you have to do an evaluation to determine if they have signs or symptoms of the evaluation. And let's go back to the phones. We can talk about this USP, whatever it is, a little bit more next hour. But we've got another Tom calling in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that is pretty ominous. Well, yeah, if you ever go to a hospital with your significant other to have a child, they do some pretty creepy, ominous things. And I didn't realize until a friend of mine told me to look out for certain things that they do. And it was after, you know, having my child, and I realized after talking to yet another friend who I was filling in on what I was told that, yeah, these things happen. For example, it's real difficult, and a good friend of mine about 10 years ago tried this, and he said, you know what? They got me. What they do, you cannot go into the hospital to have a baby, again, with your significant other, and not be separated from your child at some point in time. My friend tried it. He said, you know, I thought it, he was taking it as a joke. He said, you know, I didn't think it was true. He said, but you know what? We both ended up falling asleep, and he said, we woke up. He woke his wife up, and the baby was gone. And sure enough, and he said it was so weird because he was trying to stay up the whole time. He knew his wife would, of course, after going through labor, be sleeping a lot. And he said, I could have been asleep for more than 20 minutes when, sure enough, they came in and got the kid. And he said, you know, I really gave him the third degree on why'd you do that and what happened during that 20 minutes. And they said, oh, we just went to get him caught up on all the shots and the different, I can't remember what type of medicine it was, some type of preventive stuff. He said, but I never gave you permission for that. And they said, well, in the papers that you signed,
yeah, exactly,
it did. But, you know, it's just really creepy when you think about it. I mean, even to the point where they're right over your shoulder when you try to leave, wanting to know, do you have a car seat? Is the proper kind of car seat? Do you know how to put it in? Because we can't let you leave unless you have all this. As if they're
Tom, I'm not sure if there's more to your call, but we'll hold you over through the news, bring you back in hour number three. This is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.